Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. It is a singer-songwriter show, but we break the rules all the time. I like to think of this as your folk fest on the radio. You know, we have our little workshops where we throw people together. We do tributes. We have all kinds of interesting times. And I love, like, my favorite thing in the world, I think, is going to folk festivals. And I'm unbelievably fortunate to be able to go to so many during the summer. And my favorite one, you know, I've been to festivals all over, like every province from Ontario to BC, and all stops in between. I've been to the folk festivals, and there's a lot of great ones, you know, in this country. But my favorite, my most favorite, and I hate telling people how great it is because I don't want it to be too packed. But the Trout Forest Music Festival in Ear Falls, Ontario is, I get choked up just thinking about it, is just such a wonderfully relaxing time. It's just this beautiful little setting. It's this tiny little park, right next to this lake. And you can actually like swim in the lake and watch main stage at the same time. And I've never seen that before. There's places where there's water and you can hear the main stage from the water, but I can't think of another where you can actually float in a lake and watch the main stage at the same time. It's just it's unheard of. Oh sure, why not? Hello, hi UMFM. Hi. Do you want to talk? Oh, wonder if the button's pressed, or maybe you just don't want to talk to me. It's fine. Okay. That's fine. It's fine. Just, you know, you phone when I'm talking. I thought you wanted to talk to me. Guess not. Beautiful little setting. It's a bit of a drive. I'm not going to lie to you. It's, you know, it's a good 5 hours or so, but it's a beautiful drive. You drive up to Kenora, then you drive a little bit further to Wabagoon, and you turn left, and you take this beautiful scenic highway north, where we always see wildlife, and it's just it's a beautiful, beautiful little drive. Tons of fun, very relaxing, and just a great time. And we're going to play a bunch of stuff that's going to be at the Trout Forest Music Festival. And we got to thank our pal Devin for once again bringing somebody who we absolutely adore to town and making it possible for me to have a dream house concert coming up Thursday. Jim Bryson is going to be here before he heads out to Ear Falls to play in my living room. And if you know anything about me, if you've ever listened to the show before, if you checked out any of our stats on the website, you know that Jim Bryson is one of my all-time favorites, and I'm pretty pleased about that. If you want to come see him, we still got seats available. They're filling up nicely, which is good. I'm feeling all right about this one, but I could certainly feel better. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com or give me a call here if you want, 204-269-8636, and we'll tell you how to get into that show. But first, how about a couple from Jim? Let's start off with one from his latest, Somewhere We Will Find Our Place. I can't get enough of this song. I gotta play it for you.
I carried the weight of the world around. I carried the weight. it's best to bury the best of me. I stood there for so long. I stood there for so goddamn long. I could see the roots start growing. They were going into the floor. So I carried the weight of the world around. I carried the weight of the world around. I carried the weight everywhere I went. By air, by rail, by car, by sea. I carried the weight of the world on my back. I carried the weight of the world around. I carried the weight everywhere I went. By air, by rail, by land, by sea.
Hi, this is O Susanna, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM in Manitoba. I don't even know where we are.
There is a subtle silence in which I still believe, and a hardened grasp has the rest of me, keeping up with the burden like a guarantee. Stepping lightly the lines of poetry, keeper of the closest, dreamer of the dream. Sewing every comfort to a higher scene, hanging on a language we misunderstood, keeping it together like we said we would.
Many before. Oh, but I loved you.
Leaf Rapids there from their album Lucky Stars, produced by Steve Dawson. Yeah, Steve Dawson's all over that thing. Great record. Welcome Stranger there. It's Leaf Rapids playing the Trout Forest Music Festival this weekend, which they don't very often do. You know, you'd think that if the artistic director is in the band, you might get the gig every once in a while, but he's very, very hesitant to do that. He's always worried. Plus, I know Professor Nathan just, he likes to take it easy and enjoy the festival. And you know, he's certainly around if there's problems or whatever, but I think he likes to take it easy, but you know, it's good when he puts himself to work every once in a while, and you'll see Leaf Rapids out at the Trout Forest this year. Very excited about that. Before that, we heard Oh Susanna from her album Name Dropper. It's more than just Oh Susanna. It's a very collaborative project between her and Jim Bryson. We heard Love Do You More, written by Amelia Curran. Time for some new music from Susie, I'd say. And we heard a couple from Jim, who will be at the Trout Forest, but also at the Sunset Saloon on Thursday. We heard Fleetwood off the Great North Side Benches and the Depression Dance from Somewhere. We will find our place and still room for you in Winnipeg here Thursday at 7:30. Check out telltheband2gohome.com or give me a call here, 204-269-8636. We can chat about that or, you know, anything else that's on your mind. You know, here's a guy. Always love this guy. He's played the Sunset Saloon a couple of times. Always have tons of fun. And I'm very glad to have him back in town. Talking about our old pal Jory Nash, a man of many hats. In fact, his latest record is The Many Hats of Jory Nash. But we're going to go back. You know what I love about the Trout Forest Music Festival is it's so small and so intimate that you don't get people playing like all the same songs all the same time, like I saw at the Calgary Folk Fest in Mariposa this summer. You get people willing to take chances and have a little more fun because it's so laid back. So sometimes, you know, you get them to play an old song or something unusual. And well, this might be one of my requests. If I can talk him into giving it a try. I always love this one from 16 years ago, for goodness sake, from the album Tangle with the Ghost. This is Jory Nash.
I remember the first day that we set sail. The sky was swollen and filled with threw the captain right over the rail. That was the first day that we set sail. I remember the first thing you said to me when I was prisoner and you were free. You said, "I picked the rope, man, but you picked the tree." That was the first thing you said to me. Will you bury a fool such as me and carry me up to the eternity? I lied and I cheated, but I swear unto thee. No more the wicked, no more is me. I remember the first time that I left home. I walked from the kitchen and I was alone. Nowhere to wander and nowhere to roam. That was the first time I left home. And there was disaster when I was young. I stepped on a spider and I got stung. Now I'm a poor boy, a sin to be hung. That was disaster when I was young. Ah, but Lord, will you bury a fool such as me and carry me up to the eternity? I lied and I cheated, but I swear unto thee. No more the wicked, no more is me. Answers, they come into view like so many wishes that won't come true. So many words that I won't say to you.
catches me and carries me up to the eternity. I lied and I cheated, but I swear unto thee. No more the wicked, no more. No more the wicked, no more. No more the wicked, no more. Is me.
Always wore his tall and proud with a heavy walk. Voice so loud, her body aching, she ignored the pain. Like she did the years before, right outside a farmhouse door. Lit a match to burn it all again. The wind did blow, it didn't stop. Flame kept burning beyond the crop. It was ruthless, took all it could claim. Wildfire, she danced the night away. Took her by the hand, there was nothing she could say. Wildfire brought her to her knees. When the dust finally settled, there was nothing but the breeze. Tears ran down her sunburned face. All the things she can't replace. Answered prayers, never brought the rain. The boy had yet become a man. She hoped one day he'd take the land. Black burnt soil is what remained. Wildfire, she danced the night away. Took her by the hand, there was nothing she could say.
Only one guy was not dead. shopping at Walmart was what he said. Chompy the head biter offer. Chompy the head biter offer. He's not very nice, I'll tell you twice. He's Chompy the head biter offer. All you children better be good, better do just what you should. Chompy'll come and chomp your head, then you will be dead.
Ah, oh, that lovely children's lullaby classic, Chompy the Head Biter Offer, from Washboard Hank, from the great album Sweet Mysteries of Life. Hank has a new record, which I've heard is terrific, and boy, does it look interesting. Like, if you were ever going to pick up a record just based on the cover, I think the new Washboard Hank is probably definitely a contender for that, because it just doesn't look at all like anything you expect from Hank. I'm very excited to get my hands on a copy. Really looking forward to that. At the Trout Forest Music Festival, he'll be out there having tons of fun with what's the band called? Washboard Hank and the Gazooned Heights. That's it. Washboard Hank and the Gazooned Heights. He's doing his Oktoberfest shtick, I guess. And man, is it going to be fun. We heard Scarlet Jane in there from their album Stranger. I think, did they have a new record now? I think they might. We heard Wildfire there from that, as we'll find out. Before that, we heard the Abrams Brothers from an album called Northern Redemption. Great cover of the Big Star classic 13. The Abrams are still brothers, but they just call themselves the Abrams now, which is a horrible name. I don't know what, like, they're still brothers, so I don't know why they dropped the brothers, because the Abrams, it doesn't work, boys. I guess I'll have a chat with them about that out at the festival. We heard the Young Novelists in there from their Made Us Strangers with a song that just blows my mind every time. Always Make the Mistakes so beautiful. And if they don't do that one, I'm gonna be angry. I can't get angry at the Trout Forest Music Festival. I'm just going to be mildly annoyed. And Jory Nash and their Prisoner's Lament from this album, Tangle with the Ghost. Coming up next weekend, Trout Forest, Earfalls. You also got Jane Sibbery. We'll play some Jane Sibbery next weekend. She's playing the Stew Dome after the festival. The Small Glories, which is Kara Luft and J.D. Edwards. Who else we got here? Oh, Slow Leaves. That'll be good. William Prince. If you're having a folk festival, you have to have William Prince this summer. It's the law. Jenny Ty Nolan, which is kind of interesting because her brother Joe Nolan is playing the Interstellar the same weekend. How did that work? Jess Reimer is going to be out there. Kim Beggs is going to be out there. All kinds of stuff. Check out troutfest.com. And yes, there is another festival going on. It is the what's it called? The Interstellar Rodeo. I just said that at the Forks. And last year, I got to be honest with you, it was a bit of a toss up. The Interstellar Rodeo just did so many things right the first time around. I couldn't believe it. It was almost the perfect festival. So it was tied, you know, almost with the Trout Forest. It was tough, but I got to see both last year. So this year, the fact that they're on the same weekend is killing me inside. But a couple of things won me out. Number one, for my money, a bit more exciting lineup out of the Trout, to be honest with you. I mean, the headliners are cool and everything, but the guys that I care most about are just doing, like, three songs, which, you know, would be nice and everything, but, you know, I'll go to the Trout things. And it's just so relaxing and so much fun. It's nice to get away and have a good time. So I'll be out at the Trout. And if you want to choose the Trout, when the music starts again, you can give me a call, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. We have two passes to give away. I'm thinking of asking a big favor of whoever wins, and that is to just take one. Now, here's what I'm thinking, okay? I'm afraid that somebody is going to phone and win who's going to go anyway. you know, and as much as I'd, you know, as much as I'd love to reward you, it might be nice to reward two people and still have you pay a little bit. So, you know, you get like a 2-for-1 if you get in. So you're going to bring somebody anyway, right? So if you want one pass, then you pay for the other person or you split the cost. I think that would be fair. I'm not going to hold it against you if you decide not to do that. That much. But, you know, when you call, we'll negotiate. We'll see what you think of that deal, okay? But in the meantime, here's one that is hurting me a little bit, of the Interstellar Rodeo. Perhaps you heard on Thursday night, Steel Belt the Radio, got to talk to a member of one of my favorite bands of all time. Josh of the Skydiggers was on the show. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com for the podcast. Let's hear something from the Skydiggers and encourage you to call us, 204-269-8636. Trout Forest. Tickets free.
I will not give you a penny more than you deserve. I don't know why you bother asking anymore. All of your charm couldn't make me change my mind. I will not give you any more than you deserve. Can't you see I'm busy? I don't know why you never learn. I don't know why you bother anymore. You stand in line, but you'll never get your turn. I will not give you any more than you deserve. Higher, higher, you take me where I want to go. We'll be right back.
just have fun, you're making it up. And you know a few things, it'll feel alright. But you got a few more you've been dying to try. We're gonna keep it interesting. If it's just your heart talking, I don't mind. If you wanna call me darling, that's just fine, that's just fine. But if it's your mind that's wandering, it'll fall in line. When I kiss your cheek, dear, every time, every time. We used to have a lot of things in common, but you know now we're just the same. Yours had more than I really wanted. Ah, honey, help me. Ah, honey, help me pick up the chain. Listen every time. Dear, you can talk my ear off anytime, anytime. But if my mind starts wandering, won't be gone long. Whenever I hear your heart talking, it's a song, it's a song. used to have a lot of things in common, but you know now we're just the same. Yours had more than I really wanted.
Wilco, if they still sounded like that, I'd be at the Interstellar Rodeo, I think, next Saturday in Sid. So good. Pick up the change there from their first one, AM. Before that, we heard Sam Outlaw, Keep It Interesting, from his album Angelino. That'll be a great, great show. Skydiggers, Penny Moore from Restless. That'll be a great, great show. There are some things I'm sad about. All kinds of good folks out there as well. The Case Lang Veers, that'll be fun, huh? Our old pal Serena Ryder. Whitehorse is out there, always great. Winter Sleep, Margot Price. Lots of people are talking about her. Lee Fields, Henry Wagons. And our pal NQ Arbuckle is out there. He's playing solo, little tweener before Serena Ryder on Friday. Del Barber gets the choice spot between Whitehorse and Case Lang Veers. That's pretty swell. And our pal Joe Nolan is playing just before Wilco. So that's all good, but they're only going to get to do like two or three songs, which is kind of sad. So I'll be out at the Trout Forest. Thanks so much to Les for being a good sport and giving a ticket to Brian. Good to see both of you out there. Les, I will gladly buy you a beverage at Frank's Tavern if you come up and say hello next weekend. I would love to do that. And I would love to see you out there and any of the rest of you. Come. You should stay tuned, though. West End Dumplings, Waxy's Dargle, Gail's here for the Comfort Cafe, all kinds of good stuff. I'll be back on Thursday, pre-recorded, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com for details on the Jim Bryson Show and much more. And then next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., Tell the Band to Go Home returns. Let's just skip this and say you're listening to CJUM 101.5 UMFM at the University of Manitoba.